All right. KJ Talk Radio. We want to thank you guys for just tuning in once more on a Sunday afternoon. You know, we come to you live every 6 p.m. That will be 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern time. KJ Talk Radio with your host, Daryl A. King, Sr., the author of Street Literature. All of your favorite books, from Mo Dirty to Dirty South to How Do You Want It to Mac Daddy, Legacy of a Gangster, and my co-host, Albert Jones Jr., entrepreneur extraordinaire, and a new host, the lovely Toya of
the Celebrity Collection Boutique.
All right, so that's what we got going on, y'all, and we're going to have a wonderful show right here tonight. You know, the show tonight is going to be very, very thought-provoking. It's going to be very, very interesting. Oh, yeah, and by the way, we do have, and pardon me, we have none other than the illustrious writer and filmmaker right from Washington, D.C., the DMV area, Mr. James Tanner himself. James Tanner?
Hey, what's up, Dale?
Oh, man, what's going on with you? I could not have a show without, you know, introducing my man. He will be here also because his viewpoints is very, very stark and on point and right to the jugular when it comes to females and relationships, as well as not only that, but our main guest will be the author of The Reeducation of the Female, Mr. Dante Moore, a.k.a. The Reeducator himself. He's been on this program on numerous occasions, and I'm going to tell you this right now. Any females that's listening, please, I mean, just tighten up your seatbelt, get yourself ready, because this brother doesn't take any prisoners. We love to have him on the show because, I mean, the man is just straight-up controversy personified. Toya, what do you think you ready for this tonight?
Well, the ladies don't have to tighten their seatbelts too tight, because I'm sure whatever he got to say, we can handle it.
So,
y'all tighten y'all seatbelts tight, because right now he got somebody to go back and forth with. So it ain't going to be just about Mr. Dante. Some ish for him.
is that right? All right, you got some ish for him. Okay, JT. This is down your line. This is down your alley, man. These kinds of shows. I mean, you know, you're a writer, filmmaker. You have a lot of female actresses, actors, thespians, and a lot of main characters in your books. You know, the state of male female relationships in general, African American ones in particular. What do you got to say about that, sir?
Well, I mean, I can start out by saying that I think that all females should be treated as queens, first of all.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, most men, in order to be their, like, king, I believe, needs to know which way he's going, and he has to have something to offer her mentally.
Okay, and why is that? Why do you say that? He has to offer her something to offer her mentally. Why is that?
Well, I'm going to say this first before I go any further. A female is like, let's say, like a lamp, okay? And let's say men is more like, I guess, the power outlets.
Okay, that, okay.
You know, lamps into. A female is looking for power. You know, as long as, you know, there's power, then she'll be around. But when there is no power, she has to go and search for where power is.
Okay, now that's a very interesting take on the whole relationship thing. Tell me why you refer to a female as being like a lamp and seeking power.
Well, you know, there's a lot of guys today, you know, they really don't really have too much knowledge to really, like, feed a female in order to have her to be in that position to be its queen. If, I mean, you know, you can't take out what you ain't put in. If all you put in her is, okay, well, look, I'm going to buy you this, you know, and I'm going to, you know, pay this bill, but in return, all I want is sex. That's all you're going to get.
Mm.
You know?
Okay.
That's all you're going to get. But if you could preach, you know, teach her different things in regards to, I mean, we can't tell a woman how to be a woman. That's something she got to, you know, do on her own. But when it comes to survival and at the same time, principle and moral principles that we stand by, you know, each other and we represent these principles in each other, then, you know, we pretty much can have we probably could build something and have something in common. But a lot of these females, they deal with a lot of dudes that really don't know nothing, and all they want to do is be slick. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, they go for a lot of these bad boy images, and, you know, these guys aren't who they think they are. So,
right, right.
You meet a good guy, they done been treated so bad for the last 10 years or 20 years. By the time they meet a good guy who will pay bills and down with you, you know, for whatever, they'll try to use a good dude. So we, you know, you know what I mean? By the time we get to a good woman, we don't know whether to trust her or not. Because,
good,
you know.
Good, man. Boy, toy.
And you don't want to keep, you know, calling, you know, females certain names and, you know, and stereotyping them. But at
right.
the same time, you know, it's like when they listen to these four or five different guys, and they've been treated a certain kind of way, that's all they used to.
Toya, come on now.
You
What's
know
up?
I'm over here shaking in my boots.
Oh, my God.
I agree. You know what? The funny thing is, I agree to a certain extent. I think that women accept and tolerate what you're comfortable with and what you're used to. I think that if a guy comes strong enough and offer intellectual stimulation versus just physical, I think that we don't necessarily have the big desire to be in power because it's not anything lacking. But half the time, guys don't come with their A game all the time. So there's that control factor. And no woman really wants a guy with whom they can control. So, I mean, it's a double-headed sword. It's six in one hand and half a dozen in the other.
Okay, James?
I agree with that. I totally agree with that. And on the flip side, don't get me wrong, a lot of these females today, they get money. And, you know, it's not like, you know, like years ago when, you know, back in the 70s when the men was making the money and most of the, you know, women was just totally just on welfare. A lot of these women, they creating these programs too, you know, welfare to work. That's if you're kind of moving a little too slow, they're going to help you, you know, speed it up a little bit to get on.
Right, right.
But a lot of these women today is making a lot of money, and it's a lot of guys today that, you know, they kind of like, I guess they just slipped into a abyss or, you know, they're thinking it's abysmal or something, you know, but a lot of these guys not on point, and they really like living off a lot of these females, too. So pretty much with a lot of females pretty much being, like, in control a little bit, you know, of the money coming in, the money situation. I mean, you know, like I said, you got a lot of strong men, but I'm speaking for a lot of these corner guys. You know, pretty much.
You know what? Yeah. And the thing about it is, you know, said a couple minutes ago that a lot of these guys are slipping into, like, a lazy, unbusiness-focused mode. And I think the women are getting so used to being the authority or the power, they don't know how to fall back when they find a guy who actually has the mentality to be the power of the relationship. So
yeah.
I think if a lot of guys step their game up, the woman can fall back and know her place, and not saying that her place is to do anything less than a guy. But there are two roles to play, and if the guys start playing their role, the women can play theirs.
Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, before we go to a commercial break, that is, you know what, Toya. First of all, y'all, we want to just introduce Toya to the family at KJ Talk Radio. This is a beautiful young lady, and she is just, you know, a budding entrepreneur here in the DMV area with her own clothing line. Well, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I have a clothing line, my partner and I, Latasha Jackson. We own a clothing line called the Celebrity Collection Boutique. We reconstruct vintage women's clothing. We have a couple other business interests within the industry, the fashion industry, being that we have a entertainment company called Fashion Culture Life, and we throw a lot of swanky, sexy, upscale cocktail parties and fashion-forward events. So anything related to fashion, anything related to entertainment in this industry, we're typically a part of. You can view our website at www.thecelebratecollection.com and check us out. Send us some emails. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, all right. Now, JT, my man, go
What's
ahead
up?
And give a shout-out to yourself, Park Bench Entertainment, baby.
Okay, well, Park Bench has several entities under the one entertainment company. I actually write and publish my own books, distribute now. I have distribution. Of course, I write my own screenplays and produce and direct and shoot the films to my project, my the screenplays and so have you. I also manage models, and I'm looking now to start publishing other authors. So, it's just so many things that we're doing over here at Park Bench.
All right. You hear that? Any authors that need to be published out there that's listening? I know there's a large following listening. You know, Toya got her large following. I know they're out there listening. You want to get with both of these wonderful people right here, these beautiful souls. You want to get with pronounce it again for me, Toya.
And look, this is something you're going to have to get right.
I know. I'm been drinking that wine. I've been drinking that wine.
If I'm working with you, you're going to have to get it right.
I got it. I'm going to get myself together. Go ahead, baby.
Okay, so listen, and listen with both ears.
Both ears. Go ahead.
The
Celebre.
Say it one more time.
Celebre.
Collection.
Collection.
See, they use the ghetto shit, like
okay.
Cheap and chic. Like,
yeah.
No.
Right.
Take a little time, but I know you'll get it.
I got it right now. The Celebre. That's French, y'all. I've learned a little bit of French from Toya here. And Park Bench Entertainment. When we return, we will return with the man of the hour, Mr. Dante Moore himself, the re-educator. Oh, yeah, and that number, if y'all want to hit us, please do if you're listening. I know you are. 1-888-815-9756. Again, it's 1-888-815-9756. KJ Talk Radio with Dante the Reeducator, Toya, Albert Jones Jr., and James Tanner coming right back at you. Holla in a few minutes.
Have you ever wanted to work in the presence of your own home? Well, today I would like to introduce to you Tim's Retail, a home-based mail-order company specializing in high-quality products and superior customer service. Provides an excellent opportunity to those interested in either supplementing or creating the most lucrative income, which holds unlimited growth potential for a small, one-time starter fee of $50. Anyone can immediately get it started in this exciting money-making opportunity, which allows you both the ease and the flexibility to work from the comfort of your own home at the hours of your own choice. Act now by taking advantage of this unlimited time offer to allow you to measure a financial security in this uncertain and troubling economy environment. Choose to solidify your financial future by becoming your own boss. Choose Jones Retail. For more information, contact us at 1-800-281-2718. And if the lines are busy, don't hesitate to email us at elberjones2959@comcast.net. You won't go wrong by Jones Retail.
Pump Up Your Book Promotion proudly presents Daryl King's urban thriller, Mo Diddy. It has been long said that the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Darfuski Island is a bustling gateway for the illicit narcotic trade coming into Savannah. There is money to be made and territories to be defended. Yet within the chaos, there is a balance of power. Whiskey Battle is a streetwise hustler with the right connections. He knows what he needs to know to safely navigate the eddies of the island's rising drug trade. Police Chief Mickey O'Malley has a reputation for enforcing his own code of laws. His cavalier, one-size-fits-all sense of justice is applied equally no matter how minor the infraction. Punk kids tagging vacant buildings are penalized no differently than the drug dealers who sell millions of dollars of coke. O'Malley's arrival threatens the profits and borders of all the street gangs, forcing enemies to suspend grudges and sign temporary peace treaties. Will the alliances between the bosses and the thugs, with the help of the rogue cops, bring a permanent end to the Middleton police chief? Or will O'Malley use blood feuds to enforce his personal vision of justice? Mo Dirty is available through all fine bookstores and online through Amazon.com. Pump Up Your Book Promotion is a full-service public relations firm that specializes in online book promotion.
All right, y'all. Once again, we are here with our guest, Dante Moore, the re-educator. We getting ready to get busy, y'all. Call us once again. That's 888-815-9756. Please call in if you dare to speak to Mr. Dante Moore, the re-educator. Dante, what's up, man? Okay, all right. Well, Dante, I don't know if any of the callers listening. He is here. And he will basically be on in a second. But this man right here has written a book. It's called The Reeducation of Female. Are you familiar with that book, JT or Toya?
No, I'm not. I want to get familiar.
You want to get familiar with that book. What about you, too? What about you, JT? James?
Thing that will help me to be a better man and to be more educated in different areas, I'm definitely up for it.
Okay, all right then. Well, we'll be on soon. Right now, while we're waiting for Dante to come on and speak, I'll just pretty much say I'm going to introduce him. I'm going to step out of the way because I want one of the female of the group. You know, I want Toya to tackle this. questions. JT, you gonna run interference for me too for the brothers?
Oh yeah, I definitely have a few questions for the young brother and
okay.
Will
okay.
Voice.
All right, well we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna turn the floor over to the hood battle of the sexes shortly. And we're gonna turn the floor over to Mr. Dante Moore. And Toya, I'm going to be standing by as well as Mr. Tanner. And we're going to get ready to do this shortly. Matter of fact, what do you think you want to ask? You know, what do you want to ask Dante, Toya?
From the stuff that you're telling me that he's been saying, I want to ask him what he thinking. Because it sounds like he think he has this whole female situation figured out. So I'm extremely curious to know where he get his insight, where he get his facts, or is it just opinions and a whole bunch of what Dante thinks. So
okay.
I'm excited. I think it'll be a good conversation piece.
All right. Well, with no further ado, let's go ahead and as Nero would say in ancient Rome, you know, to the lions with them. Let's open up the den. Let's open up the gates and let's get ready to do battle in the arena of love and sex. Dante Moore.
Hey, what's happening, man? Sorry about all the confusion, but you know I'm here now.
Oh,
it's all good.
It's all good. I want to introduce you to our newest guest, Toya, right here. She's on there. Say hi, baby girl.
Hi, Dante.
Yeah, what's up, Toya? What's going on with you?
Nothing much.
All right, and my all man, right, James Tanner, James, JT, filmmaker extraordinaire, as well as novelist and publisher. Say what's up to a fellow craft of our craft here, Mr. Dante Moore.
Hey, what's up, Dante? How you be, man?
Hey, what's going on, James?
Good, 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 man.
You're going to kick it off. Go ahead, Toya. Ask that man anything you want to.
Okay, the first thing I want to know is, Dante, tell me a little bit about yourself and your books and what you do so that everybody and myself can get familiar.
Okay, well, basically, my name is Dante Moore. I'm a.k.a. the Re-Educator. I teach women how to get and keep men. And just to let you know, my whole creed, my whole book, all of that was out before Steve Harvey. He's riding on my coattails, not vice versa.
Okay. I like that. You know, Steve might be listening to this program now, Dante.
Hey, good. He needs to listen. He needs to write his own book and not sit there and collaborate with another female because he can't tell you the whole story like I can.
That's what I'm talking about. All right.
So that's what I do. I teach women how to get and keep men, and I just give you the real deal. I don't cut any corners, you know what I'm saying? I give you the locker room lingo of what we talk about when y'all not in our presence.
Okay. So my first question to you is, what do you think women's biggest problem is in relationships?
Their mouth. That's their biggest problem, their mouth. They don't know how to keep it shut, their attitude. They need to know their place in the relationship, and they need to be the best woman they can be and not trying to be the man of the relationship. That is the main problem that women have.
Okay. And what is it that you think caused women to have such a big mouth in a relationship?
Probably their upbringing. Upbringing, when they've been brought up by other women that's unsuccessful in relationships, they pawn that off on their daughter or their niece or whoever they're raising, you know, to be the same way. They'll tell them that men are no good. They'll tell them incorrect information when it comes to relationships. And that daughter or that female will grow up and do the same thing over and over again, just like a cycle.
So have you ever thought about the fact that it may be that the men don't stand their ground and do what it is they're supposed to do in a relationship, so we have to open our mouth, the big mouth that you suggest that it is?
When have you not seen men stand their ground? Men stand their ground all the time. The simple fact is when we do stand our ground, y'all either call the police or y'all try to do something else to get us out of the relationship. When we stand our ground, we stand up like men. Y'all don't want us to stand up like men. Y'all want to take control of the relationship, so you go outside the relationship to, like I said, to the government, child support, or to police or something like that to try to get the man out the relationship so y'all can take over, so y'all can feed the child that incorrect information and the cycle can continue.
Well, see, that's only 50% of the situations. The other 50% of the situations calls for a little bit of backup, whether it be the police or child support. A lot of times, the child support office is the only person that can get y'all to get off y'all ass and make something happen.
And
so,
see, that's where you're getting your wrong. That's where you're getting incorrect information from. Before you mess with me, you need to do your research. Over 75% of black men are already paying their child support. So the cliche that black men are deadbeat fathers is over. Go on Google, go on blackmentalk.com, go on census.gov, and get your statistics from there instead of listening to all these all these people that don't have the correct information.
No, I definitely agree. Those statistics are probably very, very accurate. My point is, what made them start paying child support? They didn't go take their self.
What you mean? They don't need to take their self. A man will take care of his family without the government being involved with it when he has a good woman. When you have a man that's out there that wants to take care of his family, he will take care of it without a problem. He will do it for free. He doesn't have to be forced.
That's only if that man wants to. Every man don't have the desire to be a man and take care of their kids. So you
exactly.
can't speak
that's where you come in with the with having a baby in the first place. Some men don't want to be fathers in the first place. Some men were trapped or forced into that situation. Y'all have a choice in that matter. We don't.
You do have a choice, honey. You can buy them in a box, and they usually come in, 12? You got a choice. Don't say you don't have no choices.
Play nice, y'all. Play nice.
It's choice.
What you saying? What you saying? It's our choice to use the condom, and that's it.
It's two people's choices. When one of those people decide not to make that choice, it's not just one fault. It's two faults. So come on,
regardless of the condom, because the condom is not 100%, you can still get pregnant while wearing.
Birth control.
So you can take all the precautions that you want to. Birth control is not 100%. You can get the IUD, all that type of stuff. In the event that you do get pregnant, you have several choices. You can either give the baby up for adoption.
You can go the other route,
or you can have the child. We do not have that choice.
I understand that. That's a very good point. You don't have that choice. But there are some situations where women don't necessarily want the child either when y'all think that y'all do. But when the child comes, the story may change. How do you feel about that? Because that happens every day.
That's life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the chance you take with having a baby. That's when you have to step up and be a mother. You had that child. You need to take care of that child. It doesn't mean the father has to come in and pay for everything and do everything and treat you like another dependent. You have to take on a responsibility for yourself. You have to say, if this person does not step up and be the father that I think he can, then the responsibility is going
to
fall on me. Just because he wants
the
child and you don't. Excuse me?
Oh, man, y'all not playing right.
And that's when we walk our ass down to the child support building.
You get your welfare? That's what you're getting welfare, you understand that, right?
Welfare don't come with child support, honey, all the time.
Child support is welfare. Check the Welfare Reform Act. Child support is welfare. Bill Clinton signed a bill, I don't know how many years ago, but child support is welfare. Make sure you get that straight. It just has another name.
Child support is childfare, not welfare.
Mm. No, because child support don't go towards the child. Child support don't go nowhere near to it. It should be called mother support.
It's child fair, and it's fair for your child, and it has nothing to do with welfare.
Okay, I got to interrupt real quick. Boy, y'all going for it, man. Y'all go back to your corners. All right, go ahead, get your, towel down, spit in the bucket, all right. We're going to come back for round two. We getting ready to go to a commercial break, and when we come back, before we even go there, JP, come on, man, say something. What you think?
Well, hey, man, hey, they popping hot grease over there, man. I'm sitting back, man. I'm always got this fish grease. I'm ready.
They're popping hot grease over here, but I'm getting popped myself. Damn. I tell you what, man. When we come back, we're going to keep it moving with KJ Talk Radio. What's the topic today, anyway?
I don't know, but by the end of this show, I'm going to have a new one for that ass.
Hey, Dante, you scared?
No, I didn't catch that. What she say? I don't think she said that loud enough.
Okay, you need to say it again. Dante didn't catch that.
Listen, what both is, Dante. I don't have a title right now, but by the end of this show, I will have a new one for that ass.
Get your title ready. Get everything. Write that joint down.
All right, y'all, this is what it's about. This is what KJ Talk Radio is about. We give it to you raw gutter, straight and no chaser. Coming back with Dante, the re-educator. And Toya with something for that ass. JT, man, you think you ready to sit back again in the cut and listen?
Well, G&M Flea Market is Forestville, Maryland's best-kept secret with a wide array of vendors and numerous retail products ranging from best-selling novels, name-brand appliances, and designer fashionware to delicious snacks and refreshing drinks prepared cold or hot for your enjoyment. G&M Flea Market is proud to provide its customers with not only a diverse, exciting shopping environment, but some of the most reasonable prices anywhere in Prince George's County, Maryland. Located at 7782 Marlboro Pike, Forestville, Maryland, G&M Flea Market operates at Thursdays, 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., Fridays, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sundays, 1:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Visit G&M Flea Market today. World of Plenty Retailers is your number one stop for the most reasonable prices you'll find anywhere. With the name brand items and user-friendly service, World of Plenty Retailers looks to provide its customers with only the best in contemporary retail products and pleasant customer attention. Here at World of Plenty Retail, you will feel like one of the family. World of Plenty Retailers is located at the G&M Flea Market at 7782 Marlboro Pike, Forestville, Maryland. hours of operation are Thursday, 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sundays, 1:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. World of Plenty Retailer. We treat our customers like family.
All right, KJ Talk Radio, y'all. We are back on the air with our host, a host, obviously. You know, you got Toya, you got myself, Daryl King, you got Elvin Jones, and also with our you got James Tanner, you know, and you have our guest, which is Dante Moore. Now, we were discussing, and before we go there, we want to say once again, all of your callers, if you're going to call in, it's 1-888-815-9756. Once again, 1-888-815-9756. Please call in and join this discussion because it's going to be hot. Toya.
What's up?
All right. You left us off with some serious shit. You need to keep that going.
I don't know. Some of the things that Dante says, I definitely agree with because it's fact and it's true. But I think that he has kind of like a misperception of women in general. It seems like he do a lot of generalizing and throwing everybody with a booty in a bucket. All women in all situations don't fit in his bucket. Like, so you need multiple buckets, and you need to start emptying some women into others.
So you're saying he's too tunnel vision when it comes to females? Is that it?
Yeah, it's like he pulled out some statistics, read about the mass majority of women, and all women fit there. I don't get it. I don't like that.
Dante.
Yeah, I guess she needs to read the book then, so she could be re-educated. I don't talk about women in the book. I don't talk about women in the book. I talk about men in the book. That's what y'all need to understand. The book is about men. It teaches women about men. So I'm not putting no women in no certain category. I'm just teaching y'all how to get and keep men. That's it. That's the bottom line. So read the book and understand.
Well, can I have a copy?
You got $15?
I sure do.
All right, then. You got your copy right there. You know what I'm saying? You get that copy real quick.
Okay. Hey, look, I'm gonna chime in. And James, man, you've been sitting here. You've been sitting here quietly. You know, I know you got a lot to say. In your line of work, you run across a lot of females, especially an extremely attractive one, I must say. Hey, man, what do you have to say about this whole heated conversation? Cause we got some time to go now. We got a whole lot of fisticuffs to throw before it's all over. What do you think, man?
Well, you know, I respect Dante, his advice to her, and I respect the questions that she asked him. However, I did not hear one thing mentioned. Now, you have males that, of course, like he said, want to control, and they want to be the man and the woman in the relationship. And what about these ones that have these babies and use the babies as control over the men?
Wow.
Yeah, that is a very big problem. And I think you even have women out here that's currently addressing that problem. They're even writing books because they're getting with these men with these crazy baby mama drama. They're sitting there trying to control this dude with child support and other issues, so he can't see his child and so he can't have a decent living.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Wow, man, I wish there was, you know, hey, females, where y'all at, man? You know, even though I know that Toya is more than qualified to defend herself personally and the female gender in general, I mean, please call in. You know, I know y'all listening to this program. I know you listening. I know you feel it. But go ahead, Toya. I need you to go ahead and chime in on what these brothers just said and left you with.
But you know what? They're absolutely right.
Okay.
Sorry, ladies.
Toya's honest. Go ahead, Toya. Why?
I got to be honest. We do have a lot of mothers with baggage who just cannot let go and realize that the situation, being the relationship, is over and that the child has nothing to do with where y'all currently are. The child is just what it is, a child. It is not the thimble in between the fence to hold y'all together. So I think that a lot of women do use the child as bait and use the child to play the middle, and I think that's some straight bullshit. I really
okay.
do.
Okay. All right, that's cool. Now, how old are you, sweetheart? I know you're very young. You're the youngest of the KJ Talk Radio crew. 20?
Not 20.
Okay.
How about 30?
You look 19. You look 19, really. You look 19, but...
No, I turned 29 January 25th.
Okay, now, I remember you saying to me and Jonesy, you know, I'll tell y'all, when we interviewed with this young lady, you know what I'm saying, and we brought her on board and brought her skills and her all of her, the whole total package that she come with, and she comes with a wonderful and very prestigious bio. One of the things we were impressed with is at her young age, she was able to express herself this well. Now, you said that your generation and the generation that's right above yours, which is me, James, and I think Dante is somewhere in the middle, Generation X, late 60s, early 70s babies, you know, which my birthday will be soon, Pisces, March 18th. Say happy birthday. Yay, me. All right.
Yay.
Happy birthday. Yeah. So is there a difference, you think, and Dante chime in on that, James, you too, Toya, between your generation and how male-female relationships work in the generation right before you all? We damn sure know that, the baby boomers.
Oh, definitely.
The Jones generation, though. Talk to us.
The generation before mine, the women were just more dedicated, I think, in general. Like, a lot of the little problems, and I say little loosely, but a lot of the problems that we have in our relationships, the women that are my age, I say 35 to maybe 23, we just don't like sticking it out. And mm-hmm. I think that the women in the generation above mine was just definitely more dedicated and more committed to making it work. Right now, I think we just do us just however we want to do it. And it's mm-hmm. not half the situations just aren't serious enough.
All right, to hear from the brothers, JT and also Dante, I guess we'll start with JT, then I want to hear the re-educator take on that. JT, what do you think, man, about our generation, Generation X, you know, and this new younger generation? You agree with Toy?
Not all the way. I agree with some of the things that she said. As I can remember, like what Dante spoke of when he said a lot of these women pass these negative insights on relationships and men down to their daughters when they're not successful. Back in the early 80s, there was a lot of drug addicts, a lot of females that was, you know, using crack, smoking boat, and all that kind of stuff. And as time went by, a lot of these females, they really didn't have any type of principles or morals to hand down to their, you know, daughters, sons, or what have you. It was more like the grandmothers was taking care of the kids and, you know, the mothers, and it was kind of like a little lost and had a lot of border babies and all that old kind of stuff.
Mm.
So in Toya's generation, I think that a lot of these young girls did not have proper parenthood and proper guidance, and that's why they kind of confused at this point and don't really know what they want.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
I hate you.
It's like a curse been handed down from the mother. They, you know, either was sprung out or crazy as heck, and they passed that down to their daughters, which is, I think, about Toya's, you know, generation or age. And what it is that they don't know what they want, so they just going along to get along and just going and doing things just to do things.
Okay.
And
that's, so you
know what I mean? So, excuse me?
I said, I agree.
Yeah. So, how can I respect either the woman before Toya's time or during her time when it's just like a bunch of crazy, foolish, just like insane things that they come to and bring to the table? When you try to, you know, be good or do right, some kind of way, it's just like things is just flipped to the other side, and it's like, you know, they ditch out crazy craziness, and you don't really know where you at because you're being confused
about how to make this person happy. And it's like, with that, I've even had, I'm a father, and I have three different kids by three different women. And it's crazy, man. It is crazy. So in order for me to see my child, you know, one particular mother, she want me to be with her, and because I don't want to be with her, I can't see my child. So I'm going to child, and I can't see my child. So, and I'm going to tell you, and I know it's wrong, and it's wrong for me to do this, it's wrong for me to say this, and I don't...
Brace yourself.
I mean, I'd be like, you know, if I can't see him, you know, I mean, you want me to support something that I can't see or somebody that I can't see. So I say, well, how about saying F both of y'all?
Oh, wow. Dante, man, come on. You hear that?
I want to
chime in. I know Troy wants to say, Dante, come on, man. You heard that.
I want to chime in on both of that, and I want to say that both of them are correct in the situation. I'm actually glad that James was that honest, because there's a lot of brothers out here that is not going to be that honest and tell you some type of story. But that's how a lot of men feel. It's not really about the money. It's about the moral factor that I have to take care of a child that I can't even see. I can't even be a part of his life. I can't even give him the foundation and the morals that I was brought up with. To a man, that is very frustrating. And to the brothers that I know that's out here, especially the ones that, you know, do a little dirt on the side, they do other things, you know what I'm saying, to the mother and all that type of stuff to get their frustrations out. You know what I'm saying? That's a very honest comment, man. I'm glad you stated that. But back to the question at hand. The main thing that these women have not been brought up with, you know, their generation, is their values have changed. Their value systems. They do not value men. That's the problem. And men are not going to sit down and sit by in a situation where they are not valued. Men are basically hunters. If the situation is not proper, they will go out and find the correct situation. They're not going to sit back and let you disrespect them for so long. You'll have some men out there be like, look, I'm going to try to stick it out. I'm going to try to be, you know, the so-called better man, which I don't understand that statement anyway. You're going to try to be the better person or whatever and stick it out with this crazy broad, you know what I'm saying, taking you to child support, giving you all types of grief or whatever. And then after a while, you're just like, look, I'm going to find me a better situation. I know how to find me a better situation, but women don't. That's exactly why 70% of African American women are unmarried, because they do not know how to find a better situation. They want a man to sit there and listen and be involved with the craziness that they have going on in their everyday life with no compromise. That is not going to happen now or ever.
Well, hey, listen, before we end, and, you know, this one, man, I hate when this time comes. I've been trying to end. Tell you real quick, go ahead, man, and kick it, you know, rebuttal, and then I want to hear both of you all how to purchase the book from Dante, and also a little bit more about Celebrity Collection Boutique. Holla.
Oh, it's so hard to admit, but I agree with Dante on many things. I beg to differ on many others, but I think that his approach is direct and it's honest. And a lot of times women do need to hear shit straightforward. Mm-hmm. I think that both gentlemen on the line, James and Dante, are very, very well-spoken. And I have to say that when I first got on the air, I just thought I was coming in so bad and when I was going to have to put their asses in their place. But I don't feel that way now. I actually like the brothers.
You like the brothers. All right, well, that's good. Well, while we are on the air, you know, we have come to the time that, you know, inevitably we all have to come to, and that's the...
Don't
the
be saying
I know, man, but I ain't know. I hate to get off. Y'all should see, just started.
Y'all should see his face. He looks so sad.
I was just getting started. Well, I myself, Daryl King, you know, the author of Mo Dirty, Dirty South, How Do You Want It, and Mac Daddy, Legacy of a Gangster, also did a part in Sinners Have Souls 2. Go out to any bookstore, Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble, and get one of my novels. You will love it. the Celebre Collection Boutique.
The Celebre Collection Boutique. We have a showroom located at 3100B Ritchie Road in District Heights, Maryland. We'll be there for another 30 to 60 days until we find a new home. But we're also worldwide on the web at thecelebrecollection.com. You can also reach me at 240-441-2430. And please don't call unless you have questions or want to purchase something. It is not no personal number to have no conversation.
Okay, you heard that, guys. No stalkers allowed. No stalkers allowed. All right, moving on to Dante the Reeducator. Holler at our folks, man, before we get up out of here, baby. How to purchase them books and whatnot.
You can catch my book basically in any bookstore, Barnes & Noble, Borders. You can also pick it up on Amazon at Amazon.com. The book is titled The Reeducation of the Female. You can also log on to my website, TheReeducation.com, and check out, you know, pictures, blogs, all types of information on the book. And if you man enough or woman enough to hit me up with an email, you can hit me at TheReeducator@Yahoo.com, and I'll definitely answer that question for you.
Yeah. JT, James Tanner. Man, you got to talk to us about Park Bench Entertainment and all of the would-be thespians out there, and also novelists that want to get published.
They can actually, if you want to be published, you can send your manuscript to P.O. Box 7206, Silver Spring, Maryland 20910. If you like to, I guess, be in one of my films, you can actually hit me up, send a headshot to parkbenchentertainment@yahoo.com. And, hey, you know, I'm always looking for, you know, new talent, new faces. I have a new book coming out titled My Girl Got a Girlfriend. That should be interesting. And I'm pitching a new reality show titled Are You Curious to the network. So pretty much got my hands full.
All right. So, you know, and then Albert, you know, as we get up off here, he's going to tell you about his little entrepreneurial flea market store.
How y'all doing out there today? I know I'm late getting on the air here. But, hey, Dante.
Hey.
Dante. Yes. Hey, look, man, I just want to thank you for coming on. And this is about your third, fourth time. I really appreciate it, man. And
yeah, man, you know I like hanging out with y'all.
Yeah, man, we're going to have you back again, too.
All right.
I'm going to go ahead on and get off of here because I think it's time for us to go. And once again, I want to thank you again, LaToya. I thank you for your participation.
All right, y'all. This is KJ Talk Radio. We are off the air. We love you all. We want you to keep on coming out. Toya, wonderful time. Wonderful guest.
It was fun, honey.
And you here next Sunday when we roll again?
I'll be in the building.
All right, there you go. KJ Talk Radio coming at you all live every Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time. Holla at your boy and girl.
Yes, sir.
Holla.
Peace out.